to stay. Said I told you that I loved you, and there ain't no more to say.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Play along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you is off to 6 p.m. on Thursday. Let's take a look at your weather. Tonight, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 65. Tomorrow, we do have another chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high of 81. On Saturday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high of 70. Sunday, sunny with a high of 81. Here is Murray Head on Max FM.
But the bolts ain't free. You'll find a God in every looked at Thinking Town.
Take your hands warm and sweet. Warm, sweet. Somerset up, make the Somerset warm, sweet.
Get tired, you're talking to a tourist whose every move's among the purest. I get my kids above the waistline, sunshine. Watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pools ain't free.
Yeah. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
To stand. Before that, they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing. All her boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural. Another Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week. All for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing. That's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my sister always did.
night. And my mom would always sit up and wait. It always ended up in a big row when my sister used to get home late.
Out of my window I could see them in the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate.
The day they knocked down the party, my sister stood and cried. The day they knocked down the party, part of my childhood died, just died. Park where the party used to stand. My sister's married and she lives on an estate. Her daughters go out, now it's her turn to wait. She knows they get away with things she never could, but if I asked her, I wonder if she would.
I'm dancing.
Come on sister, have yourself a ball. Don't be afraid to come dancing, it's only natural.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to stream us online at max.fm. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo or download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Scroll all the way down to the bottom, look for Max Mouse, and tap on Max FM. You can take us with you wherever you go with the app, and you can also text us right from the app as well. Here are the Stray Cats on Max FM.
With my tail in the air.
Stray cat strut, I'm a
sleepy cat.
I'm a feeling Casanova.
Hey, man, that's that.
Get a shoe thrown at me from a mean old man. Get my dinner from a garbage can.
Thank you.
and I got cat style.
'80s, '90s, and more. Da-da-da, 7 Max FM. Dave with you on Thursday night. At this point, is there anything that hasn't leaked online? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised by my third grade report card floating around somewhere on the dark web, but no one wants to see that, trust me. There supposedly has been another massive data breach. This time it involves everyone's social security number and their physical address. A hacking group called US DOD claims to have stolen 2.7 billion records earlier this year from National Public Data, which provides personal information to employers, private investigators, and other people there doing background checks. That includes sensitive identification information for everyone in the U.S., U.K., and Canada. They tried selling it, and some of it may have leaked. It's unclear how big this threat is. Officials are advising people to monitor their credit reports and manage their passwords effectively. So now what that means is you shouldn't be using the same password in various sites, and you should be changing your passwords as time goes on as well. That's just a good thing to do anyways. Still a lot of unknowns with this, so we're going to kind of keep an eye on that because I'm one of the IT guys here, and I'm very intrigued by this when I started reading about that this morning. So somewhat concerning for the obvious reason, but we don't have all the details yet, so I will definitely keep tabs on that, and as I know more, I will let you all know as well. Coming up, we will have a look at Weather News by Hall & Oates on Max FM.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Stanley Day is back at Tin Roof Dairy in downtown Baraboo. It was a huge hit in May, so they are bringing it back prior to school starting. Bring any Stanley-style cup and get it filled with 20 or 24 ounces of ice cream. Get 20 ounces for $10 or 24 ounces for just $12. Don't miss out. Be on the lookout for more events coming down the pike at Tin Roof Dairy in Baraboo.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few showers possible this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. Low mid-60s. For tomorrow, more clouds, a few storms again popping up. High in the upper 70s. Partly sunny, isolated showers in upper 70s Saturday. Low 80s and mostly sunny Sunday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 71 right now.
99.7.
Tonight.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Thursday night. You know, the Bengals have Manic Monday. Was it a manic Thursday for you? Actually, for me, it was a great Thursday. One of the best days ever. Here at the Bengals, Manic Monday on Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Because tomorrow might be good for something. Hold on, feeling like I'm headed for a breakdown, and I don't know why. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little. You're gonna think of me and how I used to be me, and talking to myself in public and dodging glances on the train. And I know they've all been talking about me. I can hear them whisper, and it makes me think there must be something wrong with me. Out of all the hours thinking, somehow I've lost my mind. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little impaired. I know right now you don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Thursday night. So we've been talking about the NASCAR race on Sunday and basically what Austin Dillon did at the end of that race. Basically, he took the leader out, and then he took out the second place guy, and he won the race. And so he advanced from being very low in the points to being in the playoffs. The only way he was getting into the playoffs is if he were to win. So Dillon was handled one of the most severe penalties issued after Sunday's NASCAR race. That lap was chaotic. After full review of footage and data, NASCAR officials ruled Dillon's victory would stand, but that his automatic berth into the 16-driver postseason field would be violated for violating sections of NASCAR policies, which deals with the playoff eligibility and states race finishes must be unencumbered by violations of the NASCAR rules or other action or actions determined to be stock car auto racing of NASCAR as determined by the sole discretion of NASCAR. So Dylan and the number three team were also docked 25 points on both the drivers and the owner's standings. That drops Dylan from 26th to 31st in the former rankings. Officials also indicated that the rescinded playoff eligibility for Sunday's win applies to both the drivers and owner champions. So yeah, he is not in the playoffs. He still gets to keep the trophy and the victory, but he's not in the playoffs unless he wins in one of the next three races. Now, Mr. Joey Logano, he was rightfully upset after the race, but he did a dumb move. He was driving like a moron on pit road where there was people around, and he got right up near Austin Dillon's family and was revving the car, smoking the tires, just being pretty much an idiot, for lack of a better way of putting it. So Logano was fined $50,000 for his actions after the race, after spinning the tires and driving like a moron. So that is kind of the deal there. Now, they did not talk about anything related to all those people that were on pit road. That still concerns me. The other thing that's noteworthy of this, NASCAR competition officials also suspended the number three team spotter for Austin Dillon for three cup races for his guidance of Dillon's atop the grandstand roof. And they listened to the transmissions on the team radio, and basically the spotter was saying, wreck him. So yeah, not too smart. So yeah, they have definitely defined what the line is in NASCAR, which I'm glad they did, because if they were to let that slide, that's going to be a problem, because there are going to be people wrecking to win. So we'll see how this all transpires. I know that Richard Childress Racing is planning to appeal that penalty as well. Coming up, we'll get back into a 50-minute music hour with Queen on Max FM.
At SSM Health, our comprehensive orthopedic team is here to help. We understand life keeps moving, and you should too. From diagnosis to rehabilitation, our expert staff will listen to your concerns, answer questions, and partner with you to set goals toward your individual treatment. It's time to get moving again, pain-free. Visit ssmhealth.com/keepmoving and request an appointment with one of our orthopedic specialists today.
Bring your lawn chair and get ready to get your blues on at the third annual Barrow Blues, Saturday, September 7th, starting at 2 p.m. at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast in Baraboo. Don't miss the sultry, self-taught prodigy, Ivy Ford, with diverse local groups including Dave Potter and Friends and Dead Henry. Just $10 gets you a drink in your hand, access to a cash bar, and the chance to purchase food from Red 6 Food Truck. Mark your calendar for the third annual Barrow Blues, September 7th.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Favorite 99.7 Max FM.
Gotta be cool, relax, get in, and get on my tracks. Take a back seat, hitch home. Take a long ride on the morning ride until I'm ready.
Ready, ready, raise a little thing all aboard.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Thursday night. I have to say, this is definitely a weird Thursday night. After basically almost 24 years of doing something, my life has definitely changed. It's not a bad thing either. So a little bit of a job shuffle for those that may not be aware. I'm still going to be here. I'm actually going to be here full time. But the weird part for me is having one less email address, or actually a couple less email addresses, and having one less phone. It is so weird only having one phone. I can't even tell you what that feels like. Here's Billy Joel.